So today I would like to concentrate or focus on the Prophet, on the life of the Prophet. Because unfortunately in the Islamic world, Muslims from whichever school of thought they may be, they have done very little work on this. We have not focused on our Prophet, unfortunately. So I'd like to focus on the Prophet and then say a few words about the life of Imam Hassan alayhi salam as well. And in the Masail, I will incorporate or try to incorporate the Masail of the Eighth Imam Ali radhiyallahu anhu. Salam, please, salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. First of all, let's take a look at prophethood in general, prophethood and imamat. Let's have a look at the theory or the philosophy of prophethood and imamat, of nabuwat and imamat. Now, you all know that nabuwat and imamat are part of the usul of deen. Yes? The five usul of deen. The first is tawheed, that there is one Allah, there is no other God. The second is adl, he is adil, he is just, he is fair, he is not biased, he does not discriminate. The third is qiyamat, or qiyama, that there will be a final day of judgment where this adil God, where this just God will judge us. And the fourth and fifth are nabuwat and imamat. So let's develop a case here. Let's talk about prophethood and imamat, about nabuwat and imamat, and see their importance in the usul ad-din. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us humans and He sent us to the earth. How do we know what is our purpose in life? What are we here to do? What is our mission? What are we here to achieve? And how are we going to achieve it? What is our destination and how are we going to reach our destination? If on the day of judgment Allah judges us, for example, one of the purposes of our creation is to reach kamal, to reach excellence. Now if on the day of judgment Allah says, you did not reach excellence, you did not reach kamal, then we can turn around to Him and say, oh Allah, you did not guide me. You did not tell me what my purpose in life was. And secondly, even if I knew my purpose in life, there was no one to guide me. How did I know how to achieve kamal? How to reach excellence? If this is the case, then there is no point in qiyamah. There is no point in the day of judgment. It would be unfair to judge us. It would be unfair to reward us or punish us. It would not make sense to send us to heaven or to send us to hell. So the notion of